Voting wraps up later this morning for this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin annual contest, which is sponsored by a state manufacturing group. Chuck Wormbach spoke with two of the four finalists for the award, including a crane maker, a ways up Lake Michigan.
15 years ago, the Broadwind Corporation started making wind turbine towers at its factory along the Manitowoc River just west of the city's downtown. Now a unit there called Broadwind Heavy Fabrications has entered into the Coolest Thing contest, a huge crane that it and a Manitowoc neighbor, Kona Cranes, built to work on U.S. Navy submarines in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Kona Cranes engineered the product, but then Broadwind took over with the metal fabrication process, bending, forming, cutting, welding, and painting steel plates into segments so large Broadwind had to cut off the end of its factory to get some of the products out. They were assembled at Kona Cranes before being shipped by barge. The work at Broadwind involves both large and small doings. Inside the factory, a company employee uses a handheld grinder on a piece of metal. Company president Dan Schuler says it's an essential part of the process.
Anytime you cut metal, you end up having a sharp edge, and what we do with grinders is take that sharp edge off to make sure not only that nobody gets hurt, but that part is conforming.
Schuler adds that conforming is really important when it comes time to weld two parts together. About 40 yards away is a much taller player in the fabrication process. Blue machine, about two stories high, is known as a horizontal boring mill. Schuler says it's critical for what's known as machining the metal.
What we're actually doing with this machining center is we're actually drilling and boring the holes and bores of the connection points for the crane.
Now, there are crane manufacturers scattered throughout the eastern U.S. and in other industrialized nations. Broadwind Business Development Director Brett Hartman says one reason the 140-ton Navy crane is cool is that his firm is on land that used to house the Manitowoc Shipbuilding Company.
We operate from an old facility that used to build submarines during World War II. Now here we are today, we're building a crane that services submarines, and we're doing it from a small town in Wisconsin. And, you know, these cranes are shipping, you know, this one went to the East Coast, but they're going to ship pretty much all over the world.
Broadwind is now helping build a crane for the Army Corps of Engineers. It hopes for more Navy contracts and to build cranes for other uses. Company President Schuler says Broadwind, with about 200 employees in Manitowoc, can continue to compete thanks partly to its wind energy experience.
By making wind tower sections, we're equipped to make very large weldments and structures, and that's where we compete the best in, and that's what our niche is going forward.
The other finalists in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest are Caterpillar for a huge mining shovel, mainly made in South Milwaukee, and Mercury Marine for an outboard engine made in Fond du Lac. Neither company provided a spokesperson for this story. The fourth finalist is the Quick Trip Convenience Stores for its Glazer Donut, described by company vice president Steve Lair.
What makes it unique, I think, is that we make this in our own bakery in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and fresh every day, and we deliver it to every one of our stores every day.
With more than 780 Quick Trip stores across three upper Midwest states, Lair says the company sells about 1 million of the sugar-glazed donuts every week. Something on which to chew as voting continues this morning at madeinwis.com, and the winner of this year's Coolest Thing contest is announced this afternoon at a Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce conference in Pewaukee. Chuck Wormbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.